Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding Menoches Daf Nun. The Gemara Amud Aleph explains the Mishnah that regarding Chinuch, when you start the first Avodah, so here there is a Chiluk between the Korbanos of the Tomit and the Ketoris that comes on Mizbeach HaKetoris. Korbanos is clear that the first Korban needs to be done in the morning. But Ketoris is a discussion. And our Mishnah holds that Ketoris is starting in the evening, that the first Ketori was done in the evening, and there's a sheet that holds in the morning. What's the difference? Why Korban HaTomid, the first Korban is done in the Mizbeach, needs to be done in the morning. And the Ketori is the first one needs to be done in the evening. So the Shem Yishmuel, Pash Tetzaveh, Tafeshayin Gimel, explains that the first Avoida that you do, that comes and tells you what is the essence of this Avoida. That's the Bereshis that everything goes after. So he goes on to explain in length, the Korban HaTomid, which is connected to the Avos HaKadoshim, that has to do with the Avoida of the day, of the Chesed that comes in the day. The time of clarity, the time that you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a clear way. But what Ketoris is all about, Ketoris, it comes in the evening because it's coming to be the Avoida that has to do with the night and the time of darkness. And the time when you need Emuna. We know that Ketoris stops the Mageifa, meaning when you have a Tzor, you have something bad, that's when you need the Ketoris. And he goes on to say that Ketoris is Loshon Kesher. It's a connection. You connect even the time when things are not so clear, even the time of darkness. And because this is the Iker, to always be connected, that's why the Tzivuy of Melechas HaMishkan ends with the Ketoris, and that's the last thing that it says in Parashat Tetzaveh. So it comes there, you see from our Gemara, that the essence of Ketoris is the connection in the time of darkness. Dovrin Niflahu, that this stuff is learned in Erev Purim. Now in Purim, we know that the Iker Nes, as Narizal calls on to explain, is coming through Mordechai Atzadik. And the Gemara in Chulin tells us, in the Avkuf Alamatezun base, the Mordechai min HaTorah minayin, techtiv Mar Dror. Mar Dror is one of the simonim of the Ketoris. Umetargeminan Miradachio. How do you say Mar Dror in Aramaic? Miradachio Mordechai. Mordechai is the one who's bringing here the Nes of Purim. The Nes are the comes in the time of darkness. It's Galus, the time of Miso, time of Tzoris. What is able brings us back together to overcome that Tzorah? That's what Mordechai does. That's why Mordechai is learned from the Ketoris, because he's the same Mos of the Ketoris. And that's what the Maharal in Or Chodesh and the Hakdama explains. Ketoris saves from death, from the Mageifa, and Mordechai saved us from death. And Ayin Pri Tzadik in Purim Ois Beis, where he explains that Mordechai is Torah Shebaal Peh. And Torah Shebaal Peh comes only when the Am Yisrael get Torah Shebaal Peh. Only after the Chet, only after Chet that he did Chet Hegel, then the Luchos broke and Torah Shebaal Peh came. And the idea of the Psalmim is that within the Kilkul you can bring everything back. Because we know one of the simonim of the Torah is the Chelben Ashirei Charaz, a bad smell. But it connects to the Ketoris and becomes part of the Avoida. To teach you that everything can be connected and reignited and belong to Am Yisrael and to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Dor Niflo bring the Shem Yishmuel together. Ketoris Ikar Inyan is to be Mekasher in the time of darkness of night. Mordechai, who is the Nes of Purim, is the one who's bringing that connection in the time of darkness and night, which brings us to the Nes of Purim. In the time of the Hashmin, the Argul Abed, comes Mordechai to give us the way to connect, even during that time, and overcome it through the Nes of Purim. V'advorim nifloim ad l'mehoid. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.